What if your morning commute was just 20 steps from your bedroom to your desk? For millions worldwide, this isn't a fantasy. It's daily reality. Before the pandemic forced a global experiment in remote work, visionaries were already building distributed teams that outperformed their office-bound competitors. The shift isn't merely about working from home. It's about fundamentally rethinking the relationship between talent, productivity, and place. Companies once hired the best person within commuting distance. Now, they hire the best person, period. This transformation has unlocked possibilities that seemed impossible just decades ago. A software engineer in Lagos collaborating seamlessly with designers in Sao Paulo, marketers in Manila, and strategists in Montreal, all working toward shared goals without ever sharing the same time zone. Traditional employment has always been geographically constrained, creating artificial limits on who organizations could hire. This model assumes the best talent happens to live nearby, which is statistically absurd. Remote work demolishes this assumption, opening access to global expertise while giving individuals unprecedented control over their lives. Traditional employment has always been geographically constrained, creating artificial limits on who organizations could hire. This model assumes the best talent happens to live nearby, which is statistically absurd. Remote work demolishes this assumption, opening access to global expertise while giving individuals unprecedented control over their lives. Remote work spans baby boomers, millennials, and digital nomads, falling into three categories: telecommuters, freelancers, and entrepreneurs. What unites them is prioritizing results over presence. This reflects deeper economic shifts. The promise of stable employment has eroded. Many freelancers now enjoy greater security through diversified income than employees dependent on single employers. Platforms like Upwork facilitate billions in annual freelancer earnings, with trends suggesting freelancers will comprise the majority of the U.S. workforce by 2027. The fundamental shift is from hours-oriented to results-oriented work. Technology enables productivity anywhere, yet many managers still fixate on supervision. The results-only work environment approach, pioneered in 2003, evaluates performance, not presence. Distributed teams often achieve higher productivity by measuring objective outcomes. This empowerment builds passion and drive, explaining why workers increasingly prioritize flexibility over other employment factors. Remote work delivers substantial organizational benefits. From 1995 to 2016, telecommuting surged from 9% globally to 43% of U.S. employees working remotely at least part-time. Companies refusing remote options risk obsolescence. Access to global talent is transformative. Organizations can assemble specialized teams across borders, hiring anyone in the world with an internet connection for competitive advantage. Remote work enables remarkable agility. Companies scale workforce based on current needs, gathering specialists globally for projects, then disbanding teams to maximize efficiency while minimizing overhead. Cost savings are substantial. Average real estate savings reach $10,000 per employee annually with full-time telework, while offshore hiring can dramatically reduce salary expenses. However, forward-thinking leaders view remote work primarily as an investment in finding the very best talent rather than cost-cutting. Despite benefits, managers express concerns about productivity and collaboration. These worries dissolve once managers shift from monitoring hours to measuring results and implement proper tools. Even security-conscious financial institutions have successfully implemented remote options. Successful remote work requires the right skill set, tool set, and mindset. Essential traits include tech savviness, strong communication, solid work habits, problem-solving abilities, and self-starting initiative. Your technical foundation matters. Invest in a reliable computer, fast internet, quality webcam, and quiet call space. For workspace, consider dedicated home offices, co-working spaces, or hybrid models. Many alternate between locations based on tasks and energy levels. Remote work demands exceptional self-discipline. Without office structure, create your own routines, consistent morning rituals, professional dress, dedicated workspaces, and strict schedules. Minimize distractions by preventing interruptions, customizing notifications, checking messages at scheduled times, and setting boundaries with household members. Task management tools help organize work. Personal Kanban recommends visualizing tasks and limiting work in progress to 3 items simultaneously. Managing energy sustains productivity. Take proper breaks through music, exercise, or power naps. Some use the Pomodoro technique, 25-minute focused periods with short breaks, while others find their own rhythm. Work at maximum sustainable pace while giving your brain necessary rest. Remote workers often face overwork rather than slacking. Checking emails at midnight or extending workdays to prove productivity while unseen. Many struggle with boundaries, risking burnout. As one executive notes, it can be extra hard to turn off simply because we don't want to. If you're the type of person who enjoys what you do, work could just consume you if you let it. The conversation has shifted from work-life balance to work-life fusion, acknowledging that rigid compartmentalization isn't always practical. Remote-friendly companies seek candidates with outside interests, photography, climbing, volunteering, as these demonstrate self-sufficiency beyond work. Ideal integration means working while traveling to bike in the Alps or scheduling around passions, enabling midday yoga or school pickups without sacrificing productivity. Isolation requires proactive management through online communities, virtual co-working sessions, and regular meetups. Platforms like Focusmate provide structured social interaction, while part-time co-working spaces or coffee shop Tuesdays ensure engagement while maintaining remote flexibility. Remote teams must collectively decide how they'll work together, requiring frequent communication at all levels. Structure multi-item messages clearly and respond thoroughly to each point, advancing projects while building connection. Office settings provide visual cues of shared diligence that create trust. Remote teams lack these cues, potentially leading to unfounded assumptions. Build trust remotely through 3 mindsets: trust others to deliver, advertise your productivity, and deliver on commitments. Working out loud, making contributions visible through shared documents, task boards, or status updates, demonstrates productivity without constant announcements. Teams function better when members know and like each other. Use webcams to match faces with names. Fully distributed organizations build personal time into meetings, arriving early for casual conversation or beginning with icebreakers. Though seemingly cheesy, these activities encourage connection. When conflicts arise, practice positive communication. Since written communication can be easily misinterpreted, be overtly friendly and always assume positive intent. When uncertain, ask, "What else do I not know?" rather than jumping to conclusions. Resist expressing charged emotions immediately. When interactions become heated, switch to phone or video. It's much harder to assume negative intent when hearing a voice or seeing a face. Remote team success requires managers to trust team members and treat everyone as remote, even with one offsite person. Essential infrastructure includes quality computers, fast internet, headsets, webcams, and reliable video conferencing. 92% of survey respondents believe video improves relationships and teamwork. Evaluate results, not activity. Monitoring software damages trust. Instead, build accountability through clear objectives and deliverables. Working out loud via shared documents, task boards, and status updates demonstrates reliability. Digital tools, intranets, wikis, task management apps must replace physical filing cabinets. Some companies make everything accessible by default, recognizing that the ability to access information regardless of perceived need is crucial. Recreate co-location benefits deliberately. Regular virtual meetings recorded for absent members and task management software creating team-wide awareness. Trust requires transparency about work habits, when you're working, what you're doing, what you've completed. Like orchestras agreeing on dynamics, remote teams need protocols, a team agreement outlining information sharing, communication methods, and task allocation. Remote work makes you both a better worker and person, requiring self-knowledge, intentionality, and self-care. While traditional organizations cling to presence-based productivity, distributed teams outperform them, hiring better talent, moving faster, building results-based cultures. The question isn't whether remote work is viable, it's whether your organization can afford to ignore it.